This is NPR.
Thanks, Allison, and good morning, everyone. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says the international community must speak out against China's human rights abuses in Tibet. Her remarks come after she met with the Dalai Lama, the head of Tibet's government in exile in northern India. Veer Singh reports from New Delhi.
Pelosi's visit to the Dalai Lama's home in the Himalayas comes after Chinese leaders blamed him for a string of violent protests in Tibet. Her meeting with the Tibetan leader comes as China has come under intense pressure worldwide over alleged human rights abuses as it prepares to host the Olympic Games this summer. The Dalai Lama has denounced violence in his homeland and has threatened to step down as the head of Tibet's government in exile if the situation in the Chinese-controlled region gets any worse. Pelosi is heading a group of U.S. lawmakers that is meeting with Indian leaders to discuss several issues, including a controversial nuclear energy agreement.
That was Veer Singh reporting from New Delhi. Anti-government demonstrations this week have spread from Tibet to neighboring Chinese provinces. China's state-run news agency says police have shot and wounded four Tibetans in the northwestern province of Sichuan. The unrest in Tibet has become a surprise factor in Taiwan's upcoming presidential elections. The two candidates are traveling up and down the island, attending rallies on the final day of the campaign. On Saturday, voters will be choosing a new leader to replace independence-leading President Chen Shui-bian, who has held office for the past 8 years. Both men vying for his job are promising a less confrontational relationship with China, which regards the island as part of its own territory. Caroline Gluck reports from Taipei.
Campaign events are taking place throughout the island until late evening as the candidates rally supporters and woo the undecided. Both men say they want better economic ties with China and a less tense relationship, yet they disagree over the pace of change. Frontrunner Ma Ying-jeou of the opposition KMT has largely campaigned on the economy, which he says has stagnated under a DPP government, promising to boost jobs and growth. He wants to liberalise restrictions on dealing with the mainland, push for a peace treaty and an economic common market with China. That last plan has been attacked by his rival, Frank Xie, who claims it will lead to job cuts and social tensions. He's also seized on the recent violence in Tibet, warning that a win by his more China-friendly rival could turn Taiwan into a second Tibet.
That was Caroline Gluck reporting from Taipei. And United Airlines has grounded seven Boeing 747s to take another look at their cockpit instruments. The Wall Street Journal reports that a South Korean inspection facility may have checked the instruments with equipment that was itself faulty. That's the news for now. It's always online at npr.org.
This is NPR.